朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
我们今天要继续讲这个这些人是谁，讲大卫。
Today we're going to continue on the topic Who are they? And we're going to focus on David again.
上次讲 David 1, 今天讲 David 2.
Today we, last time we spoke about David 1, and today we're going to focus on David 2.
Where's David 2?
David 2, where are you?
哦，度假去了。
David 2 is on vacation.
今天讲合神心意的大卫下集。
And again, the second half of the man after God's own heart.
上一个礼拜我们讲到大卫一生蒙爱，然后他爱主一生。
And last time we spoke of David being loved by the Lord all his life and how he loved the Lord all his life.
我们特别用三件事情来看大卫怎样爱神。
And we use three particular aspects to see how David loved the Lord.
第一件事情就是当他一做王的时候，他到处找约柜，把约柜接回来。
And the very first thing is that when he became king, he sought all over, looked all over for the ark, to bring the ark back.
在这里让我们看见大卫是一个如果没有主同在，他没办法过正常生活的人。
And we discovered that David is such a man that without the presence of God, he cannot live an ordinary day, an ordinary life.
很多的时候在我们生活里面没有主，我们照样生活。
A lot of times for us, we could go on living without the Lord.
甚至没有主，我们活得更自在。
And without the presence of the Lord, sometimes we feel more easy.
大卫不是这样，没有主的同在，他没办法。
But David is not like this. Without the presence of God, he felt like he cannot go on.
他不肯上床，他不肯睡觉，他要到处找，直到找到了。
And he said he will not go to his bed, he will not go to sleep until he has found the ark.
第二件事情，他定义为神建造圣殿。
And secondly, he set his will to build a temple for the Lord.
他说我怎么能够住在王宫，但是神却住在帐幕里呢？
He said, how could I dwell in the palace, yet God would live in a tent?
这里说到他愿意永远要把最好的来献给神。
And here it speaks of he forever wanted to give God his very best.
他永远永远都是要把最好的给神。
And he always wanted to give God his very best.
几十年前那个早期的教会有一个弟兄，他去帮教会买脸盆啊。
A number of years ago, there's a brother. He would go and get
新脸的盆
啊。These buckets where they can wash their face.
他自己也需要一个。
And he needed a bucket to wash his face as well.
那天店里面只剩下两个。
And when he went to the store, there's only two buckets left.
他买了以后带回家，就发现其中有一个有一点刮伤。
And he brought the two home, and he discovered one of them had a scratch or a blemish on it.
他本能的反应就把这个有刮伤的拿到教会。
And his natural response is take the one that had a blemish to the church.
马上就被主责备。
Immediately the Lord kind of rebuked him.
弟兄姊妹，这是很小的事。
And these are something very small.
很多小事情就显明我们跟神的关系，我们对神的爱。
But in these small things, it reveals our relationship with God and our love towards the Lord.
他马上把它换回来。
And so he went and he swapped it out.
以前我也跟你们讲过，一个爷爷给一个小朋友两个 coin, 叫他一个奉献，一个给他。
And I also told you the story. Grandpa gave his grandson two coins and say, one is for you, one is for you to offer to the Lord.
结果他出门的时候口袋破了，掉了一个在家里面，他自己不知道。
And when he was about to leave the house, he lost his coin and he dropped it inside the house. He didn't know that he lost it.
他爷爷看到了就很好奇，所以等他回来的时候就问他说：“你奉献了没有？”
And so the grandpa was very curious as to what he would do. And when he came home, grandpa asked him, "Did you offer?"
那个小孙子就说：“爷爷，我掉了一个，裤子破了，掉了一个。”
And then the grandson said to grandpa, "Grandpa, I lost one of them because I got a hole in my pocket."
所以我要奉献的时候发现那个不见了，我就跟主说：“主啊，你的那个掉了。”
And so when I was about to offer the coin, I discovered one of them's missing. So I told the Lord, "Lord, your coin is missing."
那是这个神就责备我说：“为什么是神的掉了，不是我的掉了？”
And so God says, "Why is it my coin that is lost? Why is it not your coin?"
所以他说我就把那个奉献给主了。
And he said, "Okay." And I gave the Lord my coin.
哦，爷爷好高兴的，给他一个钞票。
And Grandpa was so happy. Grandpa gave him a bill.
我们不要为了钞票来爱神哈。
Don't love the Lord for more money.
很小的事都可以显明我们到底怎么样子看我们的神。
But in these small things, it reveals how we see our God.
第三个，神不要他为神建殿。
And so thirdly, we said that the Lord told David, "David, I don't want you to build a temple."
虽然他的心愿这么好，愿意为了爱神为神建造圣殿。
Although you have such a great heart that you want to build a place for me to dwell,
神不让他造。
But God says no.
要我们，我们一定很挫折。
And if it was us, we would feel very.
但是对大卫来说， 无论怎么样，只要神喜欢，他都高兴。
It would be very difficult for us to accept, but David says, Lord, no matter what you want, I will do it.
只要主喜悦，他做什么或不做什么，他都可以。
As long as Lord it pleases you, whether I do it or don't, I just want to please you.
所以你发现神不让他造圣殿。
So you discover when the Lord says, David, I don't want you to build a temple.
你看以色列历史上这么伟大、这么重要的就是圣殿盖起来。
And the greatest event in the history of the nation of Israel is the building of the temple.
当大家讲到圣殿的时候，就说是所罗门造的，而不是大卫造的。
And when everyone spoke of the temple, everyone said it is Solomon who built it, and they did not mention David.
你看大卫一点没有因为这样子灰心丧志，他反而南征北讨，为神家到处去收集建殿的材料。
But he discovered that David was not in despair, even though when the Lord said don't build it, he went north to south to find the best material for the temple.
那除了他把征战得来的都献给神以外
，And aside from offering unto the Lord everything that he's gathered up.
他把他自己积蓄的最宝贵的这个俄斐金最好的黄金都献给神
and his own treasures the best of gold that he possessed he's offered them to the Lord
盖圣殿的地是他买的
and the ground that the temple is built on is purchased by him
材料是他预备的
all the materials for the temple was prepared by him
连建殿的蓝图都是神画给他看的
even the blueprint for the building of the temple the Lord drew it for David
连将来他自己看不到的那个立体的侍奉神家侍奉的建造都是他祷告出来的
and the services that he has not yet seen, he has prayed through and he saw what it ought to be.
他没有因为神不让他他就放弃了什么都不管
And he didn't just simply give up because the Lord says, no, I don't want you to build.
所以弟兄姊妹我们讲过去很简单其实大卫真是不容易
It's very easy for us to talk about it, but when we look at David and how he reacted, it is not easy for him.
但是上次在我讲完信息的时候
And at the conclusion of the message last time,
我说我今天要讲他的下集
And I said, I'm going to talk about the second half of his life.
因为讲到一个这么爱主的大卫
And when we talk about David who loved the Lord so much,
怎么可能有这么可怕的失败
How could he have such a dreadful fall?
他不仅仅犯了淫乱的罪
And not only did he commit adultery
但是神更恨恶他的就是他不仅仅犯了淫乱的罪
But God despised not only the fact that he committed adultery
而且他用诡诈杀了义人乌利亚
But with trickery he killed a righteous man Uriah
你在神家哪里找得到人像乌利亚这样子忠心那样子的吃苦完全为了神国的人
A man like Uriah who's faithful who's willing to endure hardship entirely for the nation is a man that is seldomly found
当圣经最后记载大卫的勇士这三十七位勇士的时候
and at the, when the scripture mentioned the 30 mighty men of David
连大卫的元帅约押都不在里面都没有资格放进去
and Joash was not even mentioned among the 30
但是乌利亚却在这三十多个大能勇士的名单里面
but Uriah's name was mentioned among the 30
哦，这真是一个正直的人一个神家那么爱神国的人
he was a righteous man he loved the nation
大卫夺了他的妻子而且用诡诈杀了乌利亚
David stole his wife and with trickery he murdered him
所以我们每次讲大卫的时候都非常非读到大卫都很 confused
and a lot of time when we read about David somehow there's confusion inside our hearts
我已经碰到了很多的福音朋友很多的信主的弟兄姊妹说他没有办法喜欢大卫
and I met a lot of gospel friends a lot of people who looked at the scripture and they said when I look at David I cannot find any delight in him
因为连外邦人都不会做的事情大卫居然会做
because even the Gentiles the things that the Gentiles would not doDavid committed.
弟兄姊妹，我们会非常困惑。
And we're very lost.
这是为什么我们今天要来看大卫的下。
And this is why we're going to look at the second half of his life.
这是唯一的一个人物，我讲两次。
And this is the only person that I used two messages to speak on.
所以上次我结束的时候。
And last time when I concluded.
我说过大卫的这一生，如果没有神介入，没有神施恩的话。
And I said, David, unless God intervened in his life.
他是一个支离破碎的一生，是一个惨不忍睹的一生。
His life would have crumbled into pieces, a life that cannot be observed.
再好的人
No matter how good the person is
再有心爱主的人
No matter how much his heart is for the Lord
当神松手当神不管的时候
When the Lord lets go of his hand
你可以发现他摔得多惨
You'll discover how dreadful is his fall
我们要讲大卫
And when we talk about David
我希望让弟兄姊妹先看见一件事情
I want brothers and sisters to see one thing
先不要急着去评判去论断大卫
Don't be too haste to judge David
我们每一个人的生命里面
Every single one of our lives
我说过我们都有许多还没有开发的悲情下品
And I said that there are a lot of dross and a lot of ugliness that has not yet been revealed
很多的污秽可怕那个罪恶是我们自己都还不知道我们有的
And the filth and the dreadfulness of the sin nature within us we don't even know it yet
其实从亚当堕落以后都在人的里面
So from the fall of man these things existed in the hearts of men
只是环境试探或是时间没到没有把它发出来就是了
Because the environments and the temptation and the time has not yet come that they they would be revealed.
但是并不代表每一个人都需要发号，那不然不得了了，天下大乱。
But does not mean that everyone needs to have those ugliness revealed, or else the world would fall apart.
而是我们需要先让弟兄姊妹知道一件事情。
But one thing I want all the brothers and sisters to know.
连大卫这么爱神的人
，David, a man who loves the Lord,
他都可能有这么可怕的滑跌。
He could fall so dreadfully.
所以我们一起看一下哥林多前书第十章。
First Corinthians chapter 10.
第十二节，所以自己以为站得稳的，需要谨慎，免得跌倒。
Therefore, let him who thinks he stands take heed lest he fall.
所以我们每一个人自己以为自己站立得稳的，都需要非常谨慎。
So for all of us who think that we're standing firm, we need to be careful.
我们以为我决定不会犯大卫的罪。
If we think that we will not commit the sin that David has committed.
我觉得我决定不可能像那个人那样子。
If we say we will not be like so and so.
但是弟兄姊妹，只要神稍微一松手，你就发现我们的可怕，我们的污秽，比我们原来所知道的。简直是没有办法理解的。
And we discover when God lets go, and all the ugliness that is revealed is beyond what we can imagine ourselves.
所以，当我们接下来看大卫
，and so we're going to continue to look at David.
大卫的这一生其实充满了很多的危机和转机。
And David's life is full of critical turning points that you can see throughout his life.
我们没有时间一一去讲它。
These critical and turning points, we cannot go through them one by one.
我今天只能挑三四个做代表性的跟大家讲一下。
I can only pick about three or four of them as.
但是在我们来看大卫以前
，as illustrations. So before we come and look at David,
我希望每一个弟兄姊妹都知道，在我们这一生里面，我们都跟大卫一样，充满了危机，也充满了。
And I want us to understand and to know that every single one of us in our lives were full of these critical and turning points.
关键是在于当我们被摆在这些特殊环境的时候，我们是怎么样子的来反应，怎么样子的来经过它。
What matters is that when we're placed in these critical junctions and these turning points, how will we respond and how will we usher them in forward?
如果我们没有转得好。
And if we do not turn properly,
它可以给我们带来极大的伤害、
啊、It could bring us great harm,
甚至是毁灭性的伤害、啊、
And these harm are destructive.
它可以把我们这一生、把我们的家、把我们整个人生侍奉主的心智、前途通通毁了。
It could destroy our lives, our families, and the will to serve the Lord and our future altogether.
但是如果我们转得好的话
But if we turn properly,
它可以给我们带来更大的祝福。
It could bring about a greater blessing.
它可以给我们带来更丰盛的生命。
A richer life.
它可以给我们人生带来更高的价值。
Bring about a greater worth of our life.
它可以让我们这个人在神面前更蒙悦纳。
That we may be more accepted before the sight of the Lord.
我在说转得好跟转不好是天壤之别。
And I will say again, whether you turn properly or not, it's a difference of heaven and earth.
转不好决定是亏损，甚至是致命性的亏损。
And if you don't decide and turn properly, it will destroy you.
转得好，我说了四件事情。更大的祝福，更丰盛的生命，更高的价值，更蒙悦纳。
And I said, if you turn properly, there would be a greater worth and greater value of your life and greater acceptance before the Lord.
好，弟兄姊妹，就关键是在于我们怎么来面对我们现在的处境啊。
And the criticality is how do we deal with these turning points?
在我讲圣经里面所列的这三件事以前
，And before I talk about these three particular events,
因为今天有很多的年轻人，所以我就多讲一个。
So because a lot of young people here, I'm going to mention one more.
就是在大卫小时候跟少年人 teenager。
And when David was young, when he was a teenager,
他被放到野地去放羊去
and he was cast off into the fields to tend sheep.
他绕不到上 Lynbrook, 绕不到上 Monta Vista.
He couldn't go to Lynbrook, he couldn't go to Monta Vista.
他被放到野地放羊
and he was put into the field that he would tend a few sheep.
就连先知来到家里面，全家里面这么大的事情
even when the prophet Samuel came, it was a great event.In the house,
整个村整个城都轰动的事情
the entire village was moved and everybody was stirred up.
撒母耳到他爸爸家里面来吃饭，爸爸把所有的哥哥都叫回来，就是不叫大卫。
And Samuel came to his father Jesse's house and gathered all his brothers, but he left David out in the field.
他没有被注重，没有被尊重，没有被看得起。
He was not esteemed. He was not looked upon. He was not respected.
最平凡、最卑微的工作，天天跟羊在一起。
The most ordinary job was given to him, just so he would hang around with the sheep.
我到以色列地区。
When I went to the land of Israel,
当我们开车经过那个导游就说你们看看那些就是牧羊人
And when we went and was touring the area and the tourist guy says those are the shepherds, take a good look.
他们几乎就是在一个荒野的里面没有什么树可以遮阴的哈就在那里放羊非常辛苦
And it's just a great wilderness, completely barren, and there's actually not a whole lot of trees around that they can find shades in.
大雨雷雨来他们也忍受的
When the weather comes, they have to be in the middle of the weather.
天气热 晚上有时候冬天寒冷，他们通通都是在野地，就像雅各所描写的。
When it is hot, when it is cold, they could but just rest there in the open wilderness.
但是就在他这样子一个卑微、平凡，甚至被人轻视的一个处境里面
，and in this lowly, ordinary, despised position,
大卫却在那里积极地转向神，被神来培养、来教育。
David actively turned to the Lord, allowed the Lord to work in his life.
他没有埋怨
，he wasn't grumbling.
他没有自暴自弃
and he did not despair.
他全心地在这里让神来培养那个不平凡的生命。
He allowed God to transform this ordinary life.
啊，最平凡的生活里面却培养出最不平凡伟大的生命。
And this most ordinary life, he allowed God to cultivate the most unordinary life.
他在每一件小事情上非常的忠心。
And he was very faithful in everything.
当羊被熊抓去，被狮子抓去，他整个人上去就是救他们。
And when the sheep was taken by a bear or by a lion, his whole heart went after the sheep.
所以他勇士的生命，他那个爱群羊的牧羊生命，都是这个时候培养起来的。
The heart of a valor of a warrior and the love for as a shepherd was all cultivated during this time.
所以等到后来被摆在哥利亚面前的时候
，And so when he was placed before Goliath,
这个哥利亚让神的百姓四十昼夜受羞辱，没有人拿他有办法，太高了。
And for 40 days and 40 nights, Goliath came and humiliated the army of Israel because no one can stand before him.
但是神把一个十几岁的大卫放在他面前
，But God put a teenage boy in front of this giant.
一颗石头，这个人就倒下来了。
One pebble, one stone, the giant fell.
不是大卫有什么了不起。
It's not because David is great.
而是他已经平常养成了依靠神、信靠神，能够得胜的秘诀。
But he's cultivated the secret of relying on God in the ordinary things of life.
好，所以弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters,
不管我们今天的处境是什么
it doesn't matter what we face today.
如果我们在主的面前把它从神的手中来接过
But if we receive it from the hands of God,
神是在这里预备我们
God is preparing us.
预备我们
Preparing us.
当成熟的时候
When it is time for maturity.
当时间到的时候
When the time is full.
你会发现不是神把你摆在什么环境就是把一些有需要的人带到你的面前
You'll discover not only would God put you in a particular situation or bring those who are in need into your life.
而借着这么多年在你身上的工作要叫你成为他们的祝福
And through all the things that God is doing in your life in the years past, you would be a blessing now.
所以大卫面临的危机可以自暴自弃可以甘于平凡
So this critical point that David faced, he could have been despaired, he could have just lose heart and just given up on everything.
但是他却借着最平凡的生活和日子培养出伟大的生命来
But out of the most ordinary things in life, God has cultivated the great life in him.
后来他做王的时候他爱百姓就跟他爱群羊一样
So when he became king, he loved the people as as a shepherd loved the sheep.
当他因为犯罪被神击打的时候
And when he sinned, when God judged him,
他就跟神说主啊是我得罪了你跟这些群羊有什么关系
And so he said to the Lord, Lord, it is I who has offended you.What does it have to do with these people?
他不要叫神因为他犯罪而去伤害百姓。
And he says, God, do not let harm come to this people because of my sins.
好，我们现在要来讲我这里所列的三个，底下讲到洗格拉。
And so we're going to come and look at these specific events in David's life. The first one is Ziklag.
我们没有时间去读了，很多人可能不知道洗格拉到底是什么。
We don't have time to read it in detail, but what is the event that happened in the land of Ziklag?
我们知道大卫打倒了哥利亚以后
And when David has slayed Goliath,
在扫罗里面，我刚才说过，每一个人里面都有很多未开发的悲情下品。
And we said that in every person's heart, there's some ugliness that's not yet revealed. And when it came to the king Saul,
是我们自己原来不知道的。
These uglinesses we did not know ourselves.
扫罗刚开始做王做得很好。
So when Saul first became king, he was a very good king.
神许可也叫撒母耳去膏他了。
And God acknowledged and accepted Samuel's anointing of him as king.
他也非常的谦卑。
And he was also very humble in the beginning.
憨直谦卑。这个就是很单纯也很谦卑
he was very simple and he was very humble
对但是当妇女在那里唱说扫罗杀死千千大卫杀死万万
and when the women began to sing Saul has slain his thousands but David slew his ten thousands
这句话就好像那个钻油井的凿子突然一下子摸到了扫罗的肉体整个爆发出来、啊、
And this is like the drill that has actually come and broke the well and all of a sudden the oil gushed through
扫罗的余生只有一件事，就是杀大卫。
And the remaining goal of Saul's life was to slay David.
他花了所有的功夫追杀扫罗，追杀大卫，要把这个人除掉。
With all of his efforts and all of his mind, he went and pursued David, that David would be killed.
所以扫罗大卫非常冤枉。
And so David, he was actually very wrong.
他为国家除掉了最大的这个威胁哥利亚。
He has removed the greatest threat of the nation. Goliath has been killed.
他为扫罗除去了好几次扫罗身上被鬼附的痛苦。大卫祷告弹琴把他赶走。
And oftentimes the stressful spirit that came upon Saul, David has cast him out by the playing of his music.
但是他扫罗却要一心要除掉他。
But yet Saul wholeheartedly wanted to kill David.
所以在他旷野被追杀、逃乱、受苦、危险的日子里面。
And so in the days of his wandering and his running and escaping from Saul,
到最后他实在累了。
And finally he was exhausted.
他实在怕了。
He was scared.
所以撒母耳记上27章，他心里就说。我不如起来去投靠腓力士。
So, so 1 Samuel chapter 27, he says, why don't I just rise up and go and join forces with the Philistines?
这样子扫罗就不会追杀我了。
If I go to the land of the Philistines, then Saul would not come after me anymore.
这样子我就安全了。
Then I would have peace.
弟兄姊妹，你发现当人被逼到最后，人苦的日子太久的时候，会灰心的。
And you discover when man is under pressure for so long, that their heart will fall into despair.
终于找到一个安全的地方，像一个安乐窝一样，他就钻进去。
So finally he found a peaceful place, a warm place that he could crawl into, so he went.
所以他跑到洗格拉去。
So he went to Ziklag.
他躲在腓力士地。
He was in the land of his enemy.
他一住住了一年多，他都不肯出来。
He dwelled there for over a year and he would not come out.
弟兄姊妹，当人在那里享受安乐的时候。
And when everybody is enjoying a peaceful day.
当人在那里舒服过日子的时候。
And when everyone is comfortably living out their days.
他里面那个荣耀的使命跟尊贵的价值也跟着被磨损掉了。
And that glorious calling and glorious worth is also eroding.
他已经忘记了神高他要叫他做王的。
He's forgotten that God has anointed him to be king.
跟过他后来被神拿出来，神再使用他。我们知道大卫如果一辈子住洗格拉，跟大卫后来对神国的贡献，那简直是不能比的事情。
And we know that if David remained the rest of his life in Ziklag, it will not compare to how God will use him for the rest of his life as king of Israel.
我们自己拣选的道路跟神为我们拣选的道路，那是天壤之别。
The path that we've chosen for ourselves and the path that God has chosen for us is the difference of heaven and earth.
我们为自己而活，我们为神而活，这两个的价值是天壤之别。
When we live for ourselves, when we live for God, the comparison is also of heaven and earth.
我们躲在安乐窝享受我们的余生，跟我们在神手中被神来使用，它的价值是天壤之别。
When we live in a nest of tranquility for ourselves, it is completely different when God lays hold of us.
所以过了一年零四个月。
So after about a year and four months.
神借的亚玛利人竟然把他们所有这些男丁的妻子孩子财物全部掳去。
And God through the Malachites, they came and they went and plundered all that they had, including their women and their children.
好像神把这个安乐窝整个掀出来。
It's like God turned over this entire nest.
我们细节故事没有空去讲了，大卫在这件事情上。
And we don't have the time to go through the details of how David responded.
你去读他27章。
And chapter 27 of 1 Samuel.
当他要逃到腓力士地区的时候。
And when he went to the land of the Philistines.
从前凡事求问神的大卫，这一次完全没有求问神。
David who sought the Lord every single time, this particular event, he did not seek after the Lord.
我们看一下好了。
Let's just look at it together.
撒母耳记上27章第一节到第二节。
1 Samuel chapter 27 verse 1 and 2.
大卫心里说，必有一日我死在扫罗手里，不如逃奔腓力士地去。扫罗见我不在以色列的境内，就必绝望，不再寻索我，这样不再寻索我，这样我可以脱离他的手。于是大卫起身和跟随他的600人投奔加特王马儿的儿子雅吉去了。你就发现完全没有求问神。
And you discover in these two verses, David determined within himself and he did not ask of the Lord.
然后马上就采取行动。
And he immediately acted upon his own decisions.
他想了什么他就做什么。
And whatever he thought of, he went and did it.
所以他去了以后，在神的手中完全没有价值。
And after he went to that land, his worth has disappeared.
直到神把他翻出来。
Until God has turned over his nest.
翻出来以后，我们看一下撒母耳记下第二章。
2 Samuel chapter 2.
第一节。
Verse 1.
此后大卫问耶和华说，我上犹大的一个城去可以吗？ 耶和华说可以，大卫说我上哪一座城呢？耶和华说向希伯伦去。所以你就发现大卫重新恢复了他跟神的关系。
You discover that through these verses, all of a sudden David's relationship with God is restored. He began to ask of the Lord again.
神借着亚玛利人把他们的妻子孩子财物全部掳去了。
And God through the Amalekites went and plundered their wives and their children, all they possessed.
把大卫重新逼回到神的面前。
And once again forced David to come back before the presence of God.
神的怜悯让他们的妻子孩子财物全部都得回来了。
And because of God's mercy, then nothing was lost and everything was brought back.
但是更重要的是重新得回了大卫这个人跟神该有的关系和为神而活的。
But more importantly, God restored David and his relationship with David.
大卫回来以后
And when David came back,
他不仅仅开始恢复了跟神的求问。
And not only did he start seeking after the Lord and asking of the Lord again,
他也恢复了神在他手中对他的期望。
And he also went back to God's desire for him and how God would want him to function in his life.
所以他现在希伯伦做王，后来到西安做王，到最后给整极大的祝福。
And so he became king in Hebron and then to Zion, and then he became a blessing to the entire nation of Israel.
所以士师时代，或者在加叙亚的时代
，So in the times of Joshua,
在约书亚的时代，没有一个人可以在神的百姓面前站立得住。
No one stood before the people of God.
但是在士师时代
，But in the time of Judges,
每一个仇敌都可以来辖制神的百
姓。Every enemy came and subdued the people of God.
那个关键都在乎我们跟神的关系。
And everything had to do with our relationship with God.
所以弟兄姊妹，希格拉是我们的危机啊。
So brothers and sisters, Ziklag is a critical point in our lives.
躲在安乐窝里面是一个危机。
And for us to dwell in safety and our comfort zone is a critical point.
久了，我们身上的使命感，我们真实的价值都跟着掉光了。
And for long, if we stay there, our sense of commitment and the worth in our life would diminish.
第二个，我们要来讲他跟八十八乌利亚的事情。
Secondly, we're going to come and look at his affair with Bathsheba and Uriah.
我们说过神让大卫的事情暴露出来。
And we said that God allowed this to be exposed in the life of David.
不是要给犯罪的人一个借口。
It is not for the sinful that they would have an excuse.
我听过很多人犯罪被揭发出来的时候。
And I've heard many times when people committed similar sins and when it's been exposed.
他们最常用的两个例子。来保护自己，为自己说话。
Oftentimes, the two examples that they use to protect themselves and to speak for themselves.
一个就是大卫。
One is the example of David.
他们说：“你看，连大卫都犯了罪了。
”And they said, even David has committed such sin.
朋友，你收听的是《福乐人生讲坛》的系列节目，我是玛丽姐妹，很高兴你的收听，也盼望你的来信。如果你还没有相信主耶稣，请到活在耶稣里施工网站的首页，点击永生之道，理解耶稣真理，今天就相信主耶稣，从而享受主内新生命的永生祝福。